Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 9, Prahlad pacifies the Lord with prayers, text number 44. Prayena deva munayak sarve mukti kama Maunam charanti vijanena parartha nishta Naitan vihaya kripanan vivamoksha eko Nanyam tvarasya sharnam brahmato nupasye Prayena, generally, in almost all cases, deva, O my Lord, Munaya, the great saintly persons, Swa, personal, own, Vimuktikama, ambitious for liberation from this material world. Maunam, silently, Charanti, they wander, in places like the Himalayan mount forests, where they have no touch with the activities of the materialists. Vijane, in solitary places. Na, para, not. Para artanishta, interested in working for others by giving them the benefit of Krishna consciousness, movement, by enlightening them with Krishna consciousness. With Krishna consciousness. Na, not. Etan, these. Vihaya, leaving aside. Kripanan, fools and rascals, engage in materialist activity who do not know the benefit of the human form of life. Vimumukshe, I desire to be liberated and return to back home, back to Godhead. Eka, alone. Na, not. Unyam, anyam, other. Twat, but for you. Asya, of this. Sharanam, shelter. Brahmataha, of the living entity rotating and wandering throughout the material universes. Do I see? Oh, we should read the Sanskrit. Anupashaye, do I see? Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord Nrsingadev, I see that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence. They're not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to shelter at your lotus feet. Purport. This is the decision of the Vaishnava, the pure devotee of the Lord. For himself, he has no problems, even if he has to stay in this material world, because his only business is to remain in Krishna consciousness. The Krishna conscious person can go even to hell and still be happy. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj said, Naiva dvide paradharatyaya vaitaranya. O best of the great personalities, I am not at all afraid of material existence. The pure devotee is never unhappy in any condition of life. This is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam 6:17:28. Narayana pura sarve na kutasthana vibhyati swarga pavarga narakeshu apitu yartha darshanaha. Devotees solely engage in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same, for such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. For a devotee, being situated in the heavenly planets and being in the hellish planets are equal. For a devotee lives neither in heaven nor in hell, but with Krishna in the spiritual world. The secret of success for the devotee is not understood by the karmis and jnanis. Karmis therefore try to be happy by material adjustment. Jnanis want to be happy by becoming one with the Supreme. The devotee has no such interest. He is not interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest. Rather, his interest is in the busiest part of the world, where he teaches people Krishna consciousness. The Krishna consciousness movement was started for this purpose. We do not teach one to meditate in a secluded place just so that one may show that he has become very much advanced and may be proud of his so-called transcendental meditation, although he engages in all sorts of foolish materialistic activity. A Vaishnava like Prahlad Maharaj is not interested in such a bluff of spiritual advancement. Rather, he is interested in enlightening people in Krishna consciousness, because that is the only way for them to become happy. Prahlad Maharaj says clearly, Nanyam tvarasya sharanam brahmato nupashe. I know that without Krishna consciousness, without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. One wanders within the universe, life after life, but by the grace of a devotee, a servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one can get the clue to Krishna consciousness and then not only become happy in this world, but also return home back to Godhead. That is the real target in life. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement are not at all interested in so-called meditation in the Himalayas or the forest, where one may only make a show of meditation. Nor are they interested in opening many schools for yoga and meditation in the cities. Rather, every member of the Krishna consciousness movement is interested in going door to door to try to convince people about the teachings of Bhagavad Gita as it is, the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. That is the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. So now we know the purpose of the Hare Krishna movement. Did you note that? You can note that as a reference. No, seriously. Okay. The members of the Krishna consciousness movement must be fully convinced that without Krishna, one cannot be happy. Thus, the Krishna conscious person avoids all kinds of pseudo-spiritualists, transcendentalists, meditators, monists, philosophers, and philanthropists. Prayena deva muniyak swavimuktikama mona. Prayena deva muniyak swavimuktikama monam charanti vidanena paratam nishta naitan vihaya kripanan vivamuksha eka nanyam tvarasya sharnam brahmato nupashe. If I don't sing the Brahma Samhita tune, I feel guilty. It's an offense against Lord Brahma. My dear Lord Nrisimhadev, I know that there are many saintly persons indeed, but they are interested only in their own deliverance, not caring for the big cities and towns. They go to the Himalayas or the forest to meditate with vows of silence, mona vrata. They are not interested in delivering others. As for me, however, I do not wish to be liberated alone, leaving aside all these poor fools and rascals. I know that without Krishna consciousness, Without taking shelter of your lotus feet, one cannot be happy. Therefore, I wish to bring them back to the shelter at your lotus feet. Well, there might be one or two verses that don't follow the Brahma Samhita tune. Yep, there is one. The beginning of the ninth chapter, Lord Krishna says, Idam tu te guyatamam bravakshamanu shuyave gyanam vijnanam sahitam yaj gyatva moksha se shubhat. Because you are never envious of me, Arjuna, I'll explain to you the most confidential knowledge and realization, knowing which you'll become free from all the miseries of material existence. Our main goal is to get free from envy. Envy is the root cause of our material existence, and the root cause of our enviousness is our envious of Krishna. Now, if we're envious of someone who's 1/10,000th the size of Tipper here in size, how much more envy we're going to have against Krishna, who's unlimited? If we cannot tolerate someone who's 1/10,000th the size of Tipper here in size, how are we going to tolerate someone who's unlimited? If someone is 1 inch taller than us, how are we going to understand, how are we going to tolerate someone who's has a universal form? Whose one step covers the entire universe, all the planetary systems. So Prahlad Maharaj is giving us the example of someone who's not envious. That means, at the liberated platform, when we're free from our envy, then we're also free from the bodily concept of life. And when we're free from the bodily concept of life, we can begin real, pure devotional service. And that means Ishvare Tad Adineshu Valisheshu Dvitsatsucha Prema Maitri Kripopeka Yat Kuroti Samadhimaha. That a liberated devotee working in Krishna consciousness, he sees Krishna as the object of prema, of love. He has no conception that, my dear Krishna, you're so great, I'm so small, you have everything, give me something. At least, you know, 20 euros an hour or something, that's, you can afford that, can't you? Just, you know, one Chintamani stone, you can sell it, you know, cover my 300 million years of service. Now, when one sees Krishna, there's like Dhruva Maharaj, then one falls so much in love with Krishna that one does not want anything. One Aborigine lady came to the house of Nanda Maharaj with some fruit. She was selling fruit. And at that time, Krishna came out, because as is the method of bartering for fruit, Krishna came out with some grains in his hand. But Krishna was only around 5 years old, and therefore he could not hold very many grains, and the grains were falling out of his palm. Even God has a hard time holding on to things sometimes. Krishna is a little inconceivable. When Lord Brahma saw Krishna, Krishna had fruit salad in his hand. Not only had fruit salad in his hand, but he had fruit salad in his left hand. He didn't even know what the Vedic custom was at that time. You should have it in your right hand. So Brahma looked at him. Here's a little boy. He has fruit salad in his hand. It's dripping out of his hand. And it's in his left hand. And they're telling us his God. He hasn't been to Gurukul. So here the Aborigines seeing that lady is seeing that these grains are slipping out of his hand, but she saw Krishna and she fell so much in love with Krishna that she filled his arms with fruit. And then she was amazed when she turned back to see her fruit basket was full of jewels. So that was a good exchange. Similarly, Dhruva Maharaj, he wanted a kingdom greater than that of his great-grandfather, Lord Brahma. But when he actually saw Krishna directly, then he said that, I was looking for some broken pieces of glass, but now I found a diamond like you. So we can't even begin to conceive of what it's like to factually be conscious of Krishna. How wonderful that would be. But those who are actually conscious of Krishna, like Dhruva Maharaj, for them, any material gain is completely insignificant. And to gain for Krishna, and gain for Krishna means to bring the souls back to the spiritual world. Krishna has no other business in this material world than to help bring the fallen conditioned souls to Krishna consciousness, and he's greatly appreciative and any assistance to do that. Now, of course, what is our assistance? Our assistance is simply our willingness to give up our false ego and to be an assistant. We can't do more than that. By our little tiny desire, let the whole world be saved, nothing really happens. But by our little tiny desire to let the whole world be saved, and then whatever our previous karma is, whatever our then Krishna utilizes that in devotional service to his mission, and we become an assistant in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the one who's actually delivering, because it's not simply our activities that deliver others. It's when we surrender to Krishna and we're actually in Krishna consciousness and Krishna is there. If Krishna is there, then he delivers others. And for the devotees, Ishvara Prem, Ishvara Prema Dineshu, Ishvara Prema Dineshu, Balisheshu Dvitsatsu Cha, Prema Maitri Kripo Peka, Yet Karoti Samajamaha, Ishvara Tad Adineshu. So Adineshu means the fallen souls. Ishvara Tad Adineshu. So our job is Ishvara Tad Adineshu, Balisheshu Dvitsatsu Cha. So Adineshu. So we should cooperate with the devotees. Cooperation is very difficult. We're just used to competing against the other. That if anyone's on a lower platform, we want to keep them there. And if anyone's on a higher platform, we want to drag them down so that they're at least on our platform so we can drag them down further. If someone has difficulty, our hearts beat with happiness. And if someone has making some advancement, we become morose. But Adineshu, then friendship, Maitri. We want the benefit of others. We want to act as the instrument, not only to love Krishna, but if we actually love Krishna, then we'll want to others to also love Krishna. And if they love Krishna, if they serve Krishna better than we do, then we actually make more advancement that way. By appreciating their service, we actually have some, automatically we make advancement. And Balishesu, then there's Kripa, to try to help those who are lower than us, those who have forgotten Krishna, to try to help them become conscious of Krishna. Now, Prabhupada has so kindly given us these books to distribute. It is not that we have to go out and convince people that they're not their body. We can never stop anyone on the street and convince them that they're not their body, because we're not even convinced that we're not the body. But to speak of someone on the street. Nor are people on the street, out on the street looking for a Vaishnav literature. They're not going out there, you know, excuse me, yeah, do you have the teachings of Lord Chaitanya or... No, I only have Krishna book. Well, I already have that, you know. All right, I'll take another one. I can give it to my friend. It's pretty rare you meet anyone on the street, anywhere. Even if you go in the temple, it's rare you see anyone reading the Krishna book. What to speak of looking for one? So still, by Prabhupada's mercy, although we're not so much enlightened as Prahlad Maharaj, we're not, our hearts and are melting in compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Still, we have this opportunity to act as an instrument. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind, our acharyas are so kind, that if we simply try to act as an instrument, then they become compassion to us. If we try to show compassion to others by at least becoming an instrument for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, then they show compassion to us. And we become a little bit more Krishna conscious, a little bit closer to actually becoming compassionate to ourselves, to others, and acting for our own best interest. And for those who are envious, Ishvarita Dineshu, Felicious Dvitsatsu means envious, then Upeksha, we try to avoid their association. So that's very good for book distribution. Everyone's envious. We give them a book, tell them a few words. If they don't buy the book, we go to the next one. The more you talk to an envious person, the more they become envious. Especially if you try to preach to them. You try and tell someone something, they think, who are you to tell me? Immediately you make an enemy. As soon as you ask people questions and express appreciation for whatever answers they give, then you're their friend. So therefore, a book distributor tries to talk as little as possible and listen as much as possible. Otherwise, he'll simply get himself into trouble, and he won't be able to help anyone else who's in trouble. Isn't that right? So that's compassion. Not that we're out there to sell ourselves, we're out there to sell Krishna. And the only way to sell Krishna is to appreciate others. Tell people how wonderful they are, how much you admire them, how this book, the cover of the book goes with your dress. It's perfect. It's a perfect match. Flatter. Prabodhananda Saraswati said, coming to you with a straw between my teeth, flattering you 1,000 times. The only way of winning anyone in this world is to appreciate them. No one's going out there, where are my enemies? I want to meet my enemies today. I want to meet someone to criticize me. I haven't been criticized enough today. Could you please criticize me? No, I'm sorry, I can't, you know. Let me find someone. Oh, a devotee, what, that book, yeah. Here it is. What's in the book? You're a hog dog. Oh, wow, that's fantastic. That's what I'm looking for. No, if you tell people, excuse me, you know, are you from here? Yes, I'm from Slovenia. Wow, that's fantastic. They think, wow, this person, I never thought that. It's being from Slovenia is fantastic. You're from Cranj, huh? Cranj, is that right? Cranj. Wow, that's, I met a lot of nice people from Cranj out here. You have a family? Yeah, I got a family. I bet you have some kids. I got two kids. Wow, you got a good family. This person's thinking, wow, this person really knows something. What kind of work do you do? I'm a garbage picker. I collect garbage. Wow, is your job picking up? I used to tell people, you know, I'm a monk. I'm not a punk or a skunk. I'm a monk. You know what a monk is? Yeah, I just get people to say yes, yes, yes. When you say, can you give a donation? They go, I guess so. I said yes to everything else. It's the most positive conversation I had the whole year. So we want to deliver the world by our prowess, by our great philosophical insights, you came to the world with the wrong yuga. People are not interested in our great philosophy. They're interested only in our appreciation. And if we give them appreciation, then they'll be interested in whatever inspired us to appreciate them, they'll be inspired to find out about too. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions? Of course, there has to be some kind of limit to it also. As I said, I was distributing books. One time I was in the top 20 in the world in book distribution every week for some time. And I was distributing with someone who was like in the top 10 in the airport in Charlotte, North Carolina in America. And every day we'd go out to this little tiny airport. And Savoti would just like dress. He was like, you know, James Bond or something. He looked like James Bond. He's a big guy, handsome devotee. And the only people who'd ever stop in the airport were the most elegantly dressed ladies. They looked like fashion models. And then you'd look at if you took a movie of it, it would look like, you know, Romeo meets Juliet. It was so romantic. It was... And he'd always sell the book to these ladies, you know. They'd be practically swept off their feet. And then one day, he met the lady he was looking for, and that was the end of it. So that's not such a good idea. Or we used to go in the airport, rather than just trying to find out what people were doing, then complimenting, we just straight away, you know, complimented people. Whatever you could see with the compliment, they walk by and go, "Wow, look at those shoes!" And they go, especially in America, they have these cowboys and they have all these varieties of boots, rattlesnake boots, you know, bear boots, whatever, you know. Everyone, they have these, you know, they're like $3,000 boots, and they're just, you know, they just want someone to praise their boot because they spent, you know, half their paycheck on the boot. And you go, "Wow, look at those boots." And they stop. "Wow, he noticed my boot." This is amazing. You know, right away you're the most intimate friend this guy has ever had in his life. Because he noticed his boot. Moccasin, right? "Wow, you guessed it. How did you know?" Even my girlfriend didn't know they were moccasin boots. That was all right. That really works a lot. But then when you start doing it with ladies, you know, you go, "Wow, look at that dress." And she goes, "Yeah." "You like my dress, huh?" That can get a little dangerous. It has to be some kind of limit. But anyhow, one will learn in the course of time. So, thank you. Yes.
Maharaj, while being out on book distribution, there is like a pressure to, let's say, a good pressure to be Krishna conscious. And you can be like nicely, you can pray to Krishna and be Krishna conscious, and it's nice. How can we sustain such consciousness while without having such pressure?
You probably can't. That's why it's good to go out on book distribution. It's very difficult. As soon as we're in a situation where there's no pressure, we become complacent. Ah, finally.
Yeah.
Relax. I was always looking for this time, this 3 weeks when I can just read, and every time we open the book, we go... We're too relaxed. No pressure. I'll read it next week.
So what should we do? I mean, should we fast like the half of day, or I don't know, or what's the...
Fast a couple of days. No, preach, and then read Prabhupada's books. Try to engage as much as... Book distribution is the preaching is a special benediction to us, that's all. So, if we preach, and then we'll understand when we come back to the temple what we're supposed to be doing too. We're supposed to be controlling our mind and senses in the temple also, not only out in the street. And then we'll see, Krishna will reveal himself in the temple as well as in the street. You may not be able to sell the devotees' books, but you can present them Krishna consciousness. You can present them the books in a different way. Okay. Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantarashima Bhagavatam Kidai.